Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
My informed opinion is that Tom Brady is not going to retire.
Oh, yes.
Unless there's a radical change of course, not going to play here either.
What? No!
I have spoken. Dale Arnold.
I guess when you've been in 20 years of sports, there's a lot of storylines. So I'm happy to still have them because that means we're still doing relevant things.
Rich Keefe.
I told myself I'd never pick this team again.
The women of the shape pick.
Cowboys laying three tonight.
Now, this guy sucks.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
So many thoughts.
Okity dokity clokity.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe. It's a Friday, so Andy Hart is in. Dale is off, so Mutt is in as well. We have Michael Irvin coming up at 11:30. According to Ian Rappaport, Nick Folk is expected to be re-signed by the Patriots.
Shock. Damn it.
He missed a week with the old appendix.
Appendectomy.
A lot of people thought it would be a couple of weeks that he'd be out.
Yeah, did
so.
You guys, you said off the air it's obvious. Did you know that
I didn't think it was
obvious. Kick after getting his appendix
taken out? No, I just assumed when they didn't do anything else.
That's a major surgery.
Well, didn't you
it?
Think they were in on Chase McLaughlin if they if
right,
he had
they
gotten
didn't
to
get
him?
So you would have scrambled. There's other guys that
so
open
was
workout
the backup
they had.
Option. Backup option.
Maybe they think that other guy was just better because Nick Folk has his issues. We all know that.
Nick
right?
Folk's the best guy Kai they've Forbath. Had all year.
Better than Kai Forbath.
For now, we'll see. The ball
also he'll miss a huge kick at some point.
Right.
There's no
like,
doubt.
Or probably Sunday
or
evening.
Or an extra point.
Maybe like 5:40 to 5
yeah,
Sunday.
That.
They could. But that's the big issue, too, is are they going to be settling for 30-yard field goals again and 23-yard field goals and everything else that they've done this
Unless
year?
Unless they bring in Dez Bryant, yes.
I would argue that if they do that, then just put the L in the column now.
Well, one of the major
Football
topics,
math, seven beats three.
One of the major tests, true, every time.
Every time.
Major topics is Tom Brady's future and where he might go. What teams would be interested?
Dallas.
I think a lot. Dallas is one of them. I think Chargers. I think Tennessee, Miami. There's a whole bunch of teams. So here's an exercise Ooh. We're going to do. And you guys are going to help us figure this out. Because usually it's the question is like, who's the best quarterback for this season? Or who's the best quarterback for one game? Or who's the best whatever? If you could have any of these quarterbacks for the rest of their careers versus Tom Brady, rest of his career,
Ooh.
Which you don't know, is it 1 year, is it two, is it three?
4 years of Brady or 15 of Garoppolo?
Correct. That's the question. And so we're going to go through all the starting quarterbacks right now and to see where Brady would rank.
Is this just a yes or no vote?
Yes.
So and it'll be a majority rules.
Yes.
So two out of, there'll be three votes here.
I'm tied to him? The guy who thinks Dez Bryant's better than Antonio Brown?
Yeah, well, no, it's two out of three.
Thick skull,
so,
you don't listen,
yeah,
so it's okay. It's not what I
Sean,
said.
Sean, can you do me a favor and keep track of the names here?
I already got my notepad.
Because I forgot my pen, so you have a notepad. So here we go. Let's
so
start.
We are answering Brady or the name you give us?
And that is for
their career.
The 2020 season on.
Okay,
gotcha.
Whatever you happen to think that means.
So not including this year?
Nope, this year. Forget okay. this year. Because this is talking about Brady and free agency next year and
got
teams
it.
Having to make a decision with their quarterback for
It's a little like
year.
Our exercise in the draft. The
yeah, it's kind of stolen from our show. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thanks.
Oh, well, that's what you do. It's like NXT is like prepping to be WWE and wrestling. We're the prep. For
you guys
this.
Are NXT?
Yeah.
What now? So this is Monday Night Raw? Is that what we are?
Yeah.
I'd rather be NXT. It's a more entertaining show. Anyway.
Well, so is Monday Night.
That hurts. All right, here we go.
Oh,
let's start with the guy that we saw last night, Dak Prescott. This
Tom
is a
Brady.
Tough exercise.
Tom Brady.
Dak Prescott.
It's Dak, and it's not even close.
Chime. You're not allowed, it's not my show.
Chime. That was a Chime. Chime.
This is the Winners Club podcast. Okay.
Chime's very, very
I,
got
I get worked up over Dak Prescott.
I got Dak.
I am going to go with... this one is tough. I should have started
it's
with
not that hard.
One.
No,
not, he's got a top three running back, a top five receiver,
years.
And a top five offensive line, and yet he couldn't win a game to save
he's
his
gonna
own life.
He's going to play for 3 years, and then you're on to the next guy.
I'm going
Sorry,
with Tom Brady.
Win.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with Tom Brady.
What are we doing, Sean?
Because
can talk more,
I think the Cowboys would be better with Tom Brady. Right. They're a desperate team.
Dak's they a loser. Tom's
there.
A winner.
You could put any quarterback on that team with Jason Garrett as the coach, they're still going to suck.
No, not if Tom Brady were the quarterback.
Doesn't matter.
Matters.
Didn't you pick them to beat the Bears last night?
Yeah,
and
I regret it.
He's betting them, but also tweeting about playing video games. So what is he really into?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's fighting Fortnite or
something. The Revenge Tour starts now.
Yeah, Yeah, that didn't work out for
I feel
you.
Like this is going to take a long time.
It's 31 take a real quarterbacks. Long time. Here we go. Daniel Jones.
Because of the age. Are you kidding me?
All right.
He gets so angry.
Scream out. I didn't even say yet.
So you would rather have Daniel Jones over Brady, God. But not Dak over Brady?
I've seen enough of
it.
It's not my fault. I know, Shime.
No.
They boxed themselves in here.
I've seen enough of Dak. I haven't seen enough of Daniel Jones to say he's never going to be
got a, cool nickname,
a franchise
Danny
quarterback.
Yep. Danny Dimes.
I don't actually like that.
No, I do. Carson Wentz.
Wait, who did you pick?
Well, you guys both picked Jones, so it didn't really matter, but I'll take Jones.
So you abstained?
Well,
what are you, Obama in the Senate?
Really sweep, sweep.
That's a political reference. I don't get it. Daniel Jones. I will go with Daniel Jones. Carson Wentz. I will go with Carson Wentz.
I'll go with Wentz, but I don't feel
that
good
one's
about
gross.
It.
I don't like that one. I'll go with Wentz. Dwayne Haskins. Give me Brady.
Tom Brady.
I think Haskins Tom sucks. Brady. And I know you could say, well, he's a rookie just like Jones is a rookie. I never liked Haskins anyway, so I'll take Brady over Haskins.
I'll take Haskins.
Brady. Mitch Trubisky.
Brady. Wow,
unanimous.
Is that our first?
No, we've got a couple.
No. Oh. Matthew Stafford. Currently hurt.
Brady. I'm going to go Brady, but it's close.
That one's close.
Not close for me.
But I'm going to go with Brady as well.
He's too old, and he's never won anything.
I'm saying the age affects him. He was 2 years younger, I'd take Stafford.
This is for the rest of their careers.
Yeah, 2020 and beyond.
Aaron Rodgers.
Brady.
I feel dirty.
I'll go Aaron Rodgers just because I think you squeeze a couple more seasons out of him. That's the only reason.
Some family thing pops up. Christmas comes around. I never know. Danica Patrick steps in. Yeah, it could be some issues.
But he doesn't have a family. He doesn't need to.
That's what
I mean. That's perfect.
But
he's not going to miss time for anything.
I said the big concern with Brady is he needs to spend time with his family. Not the
Rodgers will be at OTAs. He's got no family. They all hate each other.
I'm on Brady there. I'm alone.
I got Rodgers. I think Rodgers wins that one, right? Kirk Cousins.
Brady.
Matt Ryan.
Brady.
Isn't Ryan sneaky old?
Yes, that's true. Cam Newton.
Brady.
Unless I need like a fullback, then maybe
Newton. Same with Kyle Allen. That's just the Carolina position. I think it's
Brady.
Brady's answer. Drew Brees. I'm going with Brady. I think they played probably the same amount of time, and I think Brady's better. So
Brady by a smidge.
Brady.
James Winston.
If you gave him Thomas and Kamara and that offense, Brady'd be better right now.
James Winston. Brady. I mean, that's an easy one, right?
Brady.
Kyler Murray. 100% Kyler Murray. Jared Goff.
Brady.
Goff sucks.
Dude,
Goff's going to play 10 more years in the league.
I don't care, but he's going to be
every time someone says Goff sucks, he's out for 400 yards. No. So I don't know how crappy he can be.
Aren't we trying to win here?
What did the Rams are terrible. Win? What did they go?
Did you watch him in the Super Bowl?
2-14 a year ago.
Did you watch him in the Super Bowl?
They went against the best coach of all time.
When he fell to his knees as Kyle Van Noy buzzed his tower and just said, "I'm a loser."
The dude doesn't know where the sun sets.
People not named Belichick. It's Goff. That's the dumbest answer you guys have had. It's Goff.
Jimmy Garoppolo
feels great, baby.
Jimmy. Although these freaking fumbles are starting to really
Edward
pile up.
Brady, because Garoppolo, all he knows how to do is date a big Italian buxom porn stars and turn the ball over. He's a turnover machine. He shakes the clown in the pocket.
I'll have you know, Kiara Mio is a 2015 finalist for MILF of the Year.
I call her porn star. I like her. She's attractive.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Good. Final. She didn't win. You're the nominee.
Well, she should have won.
She was in the mix.
That scene she did with the...
She did a good season.
Pornhub or RedTube.
All right. He's on Garoppolo. I'm on Brady. Make the call, Keith.
Brady.
Yes.
Brady. Because when he was here, and that was the decision everybody said. We go, I'd rather have Brady. Even now.
Yeah, but some believe the greatest coach of all time picked Garoppolo.
Yeah, he also picked Chad Jackson. So, what are you going to do?
Well, you know.
You know, I mean, you can't have them all. So.
Can't win them all. Can't hit them all.
Russell Wilson. That one's definitely Russell Wilson. Josh Allen. For the rest of their career.
Josh Allen. I think
Josh
he's good.
Allen or Tom Brady.
Anderson, I think he's
starting
good.
Now.
Anderson, I'm with you on him. He's good.
I wouldn't trust him to babysit my kids.
Nope.
But
Josh Allen, they're never out of a game or in a tough situation because of them. Now he can put them in some tough situations too.
I'm going with Brady. I'll take the 2 years with Brady than with
I'll take Allen.
All right, so Allen wins.
The uptick over the last 6 weeks with Allen sells me.
Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen from Miami.
Brady.
Sam Darnold.
Same ghost.
Sam Darnold.
Oof.
I think there is a reclamation project there.
This is the hardest one yet.
I'm going with Brady. I don't want Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold stinks.
He doesn't
stinks. You heard me.
I'm going to go Darnold.
Okay.
Because if a guy can catch...
So Darnold wins that one.
Mutton Hart on this.
If you're going to catch Mono during the year, you've got some moxie.
Yeah, he sure
does.
You've
got moxie.
Lover boy. All right, what about Lamar Jackson?
Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
Come on.
Oh, Hart.
Yeah, I'm going to take Brady.
Over Lamar Jackson?
Because when Lamar breaks his leg in the next month or whatever.
Now he's predicting a broken leg.
Mutt almost just left the studio.
Mutt's out. Mutt's gone.
Hey, who covers the Patriots at WEEI.com besides
Ryan Hannibal? Oh.
Besides Hannibal.
I believe a guy named Andy Smart. Is that his name?
Oh, I like it.
No, not so much.
People usually go Shart there, but.
Well, I don't know. So, but even if Lamar Jackson has a short shelf life, isn't it longer than Brady's? Like what's left of Brady's career?
And Michael Lamar's played six, seven healthy years for with prison.
I think he can end this week.
And then he came back and he was a nice little quarterback.
Why can't Brady's end this week again? He's 42.
He has a pretty damn good
20-year
track record of not getting hurt. He knows how to not get hurt. He's told us that.
The Lamars have it. It's
yeah,
Lamar
thankfully.
Whatever in Cincinnati, Andy Dalton, Ryan Finley, doesn't matter. Brady. Baker Mayfield.
Brady. Saying it.
I'll take Brady.
Give me Baker Mayfield.
Of course you do.
There's a little bit of Johnny Manziel there. Starting to creep out.
Oh, he sucks.
I don't know about that.
He's better than Manziel was.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Manziel. We don't think he has like the substance issues and all of those.
No.
His issue is maybe, you know, less commercial.
I mean,
more
a little
practice.
Bit like, hey, was he a shorter, mobile, strong arm quarterback who is not translating to the NFL? I mean, he's got Odell Beckham Jr. They don't throw deep, Andy. That's kind of an issue.
Well, Odell's not there for long. He's going to be a Patriot.
I think he will be. Wiggy thinks that too.
Unless Brady's in Cleveland and Baker Mayfield's here. It's
with McDaniels,
thing.
Yeah.
That'd be a kick in his stones, right? He goes to New England and Brady's gone.
Anything from Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger, Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph,
Brady.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Brady over all of them.
I think Brady.
Deshaun Watson.
Watson.
Easy one, Watson. Jacoby Brissett.
Well, Brady.
Brady.
Brady. By far. Nick Foles.
Brady.
Brady.
Gardner Minshew.
Brady.
The Tannisons.
Brady.
Yeah, no, it's Brady. It's Brady.
It's Tannehill. You guys are fools.
Oh, my God. And by the way, Mariota is also Brady, right?
Tannehill.
Because Mariota was a high draft pick out of Oregon.
I would take Brady over Mariota.
Brady,
yeah, Mariota's going to be looking for a job next year. He's going to be the number two pick in the draft and not sign a second deal.
No.
Just like the number one pick.
Right. It's because they both have proven themselves not very good.
And then the last division, Drew Locke is now the starter in Denver. Young guy.
Brady. Little hands. That was the big knockout of the draft. Tiny hands.
Tiny little mitt hands.
Yeah, like.
Smells like cabbage.
So you two both took Brady?
I'm taking Brady over
Locke. I'll take Locke.
Okay.
Just try to win here.
Just throwing it out there.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
That's an easy one. Philip Rivers.
Brady.
100% Brady.
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 In fact,
10 years ago. Brady, 10 years from now.
That's the decision that they might have to make.
Ooh, yeah. Tom Telesco.
Then the last one, Derek Carr.
Knock on wood if you're with me, okay?
Brady.
I'm taking Brady, but it's similar
Brady
to
Brady by a nose.
That was close.
All right, so that
Brady
is
Brady by a chin.
So where does that put Brady?
That is 31 other starters. Chris Schein crunching the numbers back there.
That puts Brady at number 11.
So if you could have any quarterback next year for the rest of their careers, based on our little exercise, you would only want 10 more than him.
Yes. Do you want the 10 names?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
The 10 names are Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes.
And it's not just for next year. That's starting the career.
Yeah, okay. That's 2020 and beyond.
I'm completely okay with that.
So 22 teams could consider.
That's my whole point.
Thomas Edward Brady Jr. as an option this spring.
Because they have to say, even if it's a young guy, well, we should probably take the chance on 1 or 2 years of Brady than smashing our head against the wall with 10 years of Dwayne Haskins or 10 years of Drew Locke or whatever it might be. Jacoby Brissett, all these different guys.
And
I think that's about right. I wasn't sure where that was going to land, but I think that makes sense.
The other factor here, I would argue, is the draft. Because you're going to have some of these teams, Cincinnati, Miami, they're going to be at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
They have the opportunity to draft a franchise quarterback, but do they take the opportunity to sign Tom Brady and now draft a franchise pass rusher?
See,
and
that's
say,
what I think, too.
Look how much better we got in 1 year.
Right, would you rather have Joe Burrow, let's say, or Chase Young and Tom Brady?
O.W. or
Chase
EA
Young and
UX?
Tom Brady.
UX. I want the French spelling, if you could. Yeah, but I mean, that would be that, because Chase Young, I think, is more of a lock good NFL player than any of the quarterbacks.
He steps
are
in next year and makes somebody's defense.
Yeah,
those guys have hit first snap of late.
The Bosa's.
But even beyond, like Myles Garrett, like those guys,
yeah. Like
those top pass rushers that people consider in the top five, along with quarterbacks, have been hitting at a very, very high rate.
Much higher clip than any of the quarterbacks.
Which is why I've said I would pull a Red Auerbach and I would draft whoever's on the practice squad at Ohio State.
Get
as
him
their
now
best defensive end. I'll use an early pick on him.
Okay, whoever they're recruiting right now,
take
just keep an eye
take
on
him.
Like, oh, you like this guy? You like this DN out of Florida? Down in Florida?
Well,
who? Like what did Belichick think?
I like this guy. Yeah. But that also factors into the Patriots and what they're thinking going forward, right? Because if it's Jarrett Stidham, like, that can't be the answer. Like, who would even be on their short list to replace?
I have the list of the 2020 free agents here. It is every
show prep.
It looks like maybe we play Madden, the guys are free agents.
Yeah.
That's who it is. And I mean, Philip Rivers,
nope.
They want to go short term on Rivers. I'm giving
you
the best guys in this list. Teddy Bridgewater.
I would take Bridgewater. You're worse. You're obviously worse. But I would take Bridgewater as you try to figure out who your next guy is. Whether it's a rookie, or probably a rookie. You look around the league, like that little exercise that we just did. How many of those guys were drafted by the team that they're on? Like, it is a high percentage.
Right.
You know, it's like 80 probably plus percent, I bet, of guys that were drafted by their team. So Bridgewater, I would take as sort of the, the guy just holding the spot.
Would they swap with the Dallas Cowboys? If Jared goes in on a flight quarter, wants Brady, would they spend big money on Dak Prescott?
I don't like that idea.
Okay, well, he's the best legit. Like, Drew Brees, they can void the deal. He's not going to.
Yeah,
the
yeah
best actual free agent not named Tom Brady would be
Prescott.
Dak Prescott. In my own rankings, it'd be Prescott, Bridgewater, Jameis Winston.
Tannehill's
top three guys
Winston
available.
So are we looking for a bridge, or are we looking for the next guy? Because to me, if you go after Dak, you think he's the next guy.
Yes.
You're expecting him to be here. If you go after some other people, it might
Dak's
be a year or two.
Dak's the next franchise guy.
Yeah, he's the only guy on the list that could be a franchise quarterback. I mean, some of them were, right? There's some of the older guys were. Like, Rivers was.
Could Jameis Winston in a better scenario?
I really don't think so. I really don't. I think he's such a clown.
Wow.
He's got two of the best receivers going, and their team just sucks. Was it a couple of years ago, I remember really thinking, and you did too, I remember. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thought they were going to break through, be like, look, they got all the pieces
I
there.
I picked him to be the MVP.
Yeah.
What a moron.
Well,
He's also not a Patriot because his dumb interceptions would just drive Belichick crazy.
Like, I think the fact that Winston and Mariota got picked 1-2 and there's a good chance neither will be re-signed by their team tells you all you need to know. Like, even Tannehill got another contract by Miami. Even, like, all these guys, like, well, we're kind of stuck with them. Let's give them another contract. But those guys are probably going to be free agents.
Yeah, see, that's why I still go back to 2 years, 50 minutes. Like,
I don't
if
know
you're
why
Belichick, if you're looking at this.
Why didn't he do it the last couple of years?
The age is just up his butt. He just thinks,
so
I've been around forever.
Now because he's got the leverage of not having to be able to franchise tag the player?
I think
does that change it now?
No, but
leverage
don't you come to the
realization
that I can sign a younger mediocre quarterback or I can keep Brady. Even if he falls off, he's a mediocre quarterback.
But, I mean, I guess that's the question, like, for Belichick is you don't want to give Brady that extra year, so the age 44 year, but you're willing to take a team that's got a good defense. Again, the offense, you got to kind of figure that out a little bit with some of the pieces, but you're going to turn that over to who?
Well, I prefer Jameis the franchise
Winston or Marcus
guy.
Mariota?
Well,
see, like, that's dumb.
If they're given the choice, I would say reinvest in a franchise quarterback like Dak, because you're not in the NFL, the most obvious thing ever. If you don't have a franchise quarterback, you don't exist.
But is he a franchise quarterback?
Yes, he is. I think he is.
Franchise quarterbacks lose four in a row with the most talented roster in football?
He has the worst coach in football, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a break.
So he would go from worst to first.
And so I would say Dak. If it's not Dak, why not just go roll the dice with Jared Stidham? Like, these guys, I'm going to this list here, Taysom Hill, David Fales, Trevor Siemian, Mike Glennon, Josh McCown, Nate Sudfeld, Geno Smith, Blaine Gabbert.
You already have Stidham.
These are the dregs,
as good as
the dregs of the league. I
or
would say,
you don't know that he's
in the mix with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Figure it out. I mean, say, decide next year we're going to lose Brady.
Or give 2 years, $50 million, and say,
that's the obvious.
That's what they should do. That's what everybody I think would want them to do. And I think, would he accept that after all of this?
I don't know.
See, that's
where
that's
I
the other
do,
wild card is,
do wonder if it's reached the point where, nope,
enough
too late for
enough.
That. I've seen you do that to everybody else. Right. I'm not everybody else. I was never playing a game. You made this real. I'm out.
Well, where they're going to really end the negotiation, and Curran said this on the podcast, Patriots Talk podcast, if they ask him to take another pay cut off the $23 million, that's a conversation stopper.
Right.
They saddled him with this crap bum offense, and now, oh, well, Tom, you're 13th in passer rating. Sorry, we got to knock you down.
I keep
He's
making
walk
this comparison.
Away laughing.
It's just like baseball arbitration, where on November whatever, Josh McDaniels says, what does the offense do well? Well, we do a good job not taking sacks. We do a good job not turning the ball over. And you're highlighting what is basically Brady's strengths right now. Not turning the ball over, throwing the ball into the ground, living to fight another play, riding your defense. Then come March, you're going to say, well, Tom, you did rank 29th in completion percentage and 21st in passer rate. And he's like, wait a minute. You told me not to turn the ball over and throw the ball into the ground if it wasn't there.
And
now you're telling me you're going to use that against me?
Well, all you need to know about the whole situation is he's the MVP of the league, and then the next year they make him put an incentive contract to get $5 extra million. They made him finish in the top five in all these different categories, which he didn't in any of them.
To be fair, they did it to two Hall of Famers. They did it to Gronk, too.
He and Gronk, but Gronk on incentives makes more sense just because of injury history. I mean, they should just give him
the
money.
But the incentives were offensive. He had an all-pro season, which he was dominant, and they basically said, and one.
You have to go one beyond that to get the actual credit for
but
the
But Brady's
bonus,
was
right?
insane.
Well, no, to make it not likely to be earned.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so that's a salary cap maneuver. Not likely to be earned because last year you didn't earn it. If I give you something that was less than last year's, it's likely to be earned and it goes on my cap.
So as we were doing that exercise, Bill Belichick was speaking down at Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
And he asked about Nick Folk. And he's, do you have the sound, Anderson, of this?
Because Nick Folk.
We started the segment saying, oh, Nick Folk's back. And Andy said, of course he is. And he's telling us we're dummies for not knowing it. Here's Bill Belichick asked about Nick Folk down at Gillette.
Bill, I understand there might be some things you don't want to share publicly. How much did you have to weigh not having a kicker the last 2 days to work on the home field when navigating sort of this process this week with that position?
Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll just have to see how it goes. Go with what we got, or I don't know, see how it goes.
Mark, there's a report out there that you guys are expected to re-sign Nick Folk. Is there any sort of announcement?
Nope.
What's happening? Do they have a kicker or not?
He said no. He was asked about Nick Folk, and he said no.
Yeah, but
and
this is like when he said Josh Gordon wasn't on the team. Yeah, Josh Gordon, is he on the team?
Okay.
Nope. We saw him at practice.
Ian Rappaport broke the story saying they signed him.
Right. No, think he said expected to sign him.
Where do you think he gets that?
Here's the update from Rappaport.
Oh.
With Bill Belichick telling reporters that Folk may not be headed back, the question was, is he healthy enough to kick after an appendectomy? And perhaps he's not, says Rappaport. So.
Nope. You already got it wrong, Rap Sheet?
Yikes, that's a quick one.
Why are you pumping your fist celebrating that Rap Sheet got it wrong?
Yeah,
that's
Crap Sheet.
That's why you have to use words like expected and likely.
Right.
And,
barring an unforeseen change
in the next 90 days.
Give yourself an out, baby.
Mike Irvin has been moved to 11:45. Is that correct? So 11:45. So we come back. Yeah. We will do a couple of things. One, Mutt was telling me there's the new Christmas song of a lifetime apparently is out. We have not heard it. We're going to see if that is, in fact, true. There's a lot of good Christmas songs out there. Is this the best one? And if we have time, maybe a little heartburn.
Oh.
Maybe a little heartburn. See what Andy Hart is pissed off about.
Life.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Back here on Dale and Keith, Andy Hart and Mutt are in the house. And this, to me, is the best Christmas song. There's a lot of good ones. A little Run DMC. This is my favorite.
Does nothing for me.
That's good.
Does nothing for you?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the best, but I like it. I enjoy it.
What is your favorite, Mutt?
The best one on the Elf soundtrack, Louis Prima, Pennies from Heaven.
The best one. Well, I mean, I do like Elf.
And every time. Pennies from Heaven. Shooby dooby. Snow's coming down. You sing along in the car with your family.
Come on.
Nailing all the words, too.
Perfect.
I know.
Are we in the 1960s?
Yeah, this sucks.
You only played around Christmas.
I don't love it. I like Elf. I don't like.
You're going to go to the pop shop?
Whole Elf set.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Soundtrack's excellent.
Get a milkshake.
Get me a pop.
Hey, I might get a $5 shake. Sure, why not?
Why not?
Andy Hart, do you have one?
Yeah, I go with the simple, modern, classic Mariah Carey. All
Simple Man, yeah.
We were just talking about this the other day. She made $60 million on people like covering this.
Well, because I didn't know she wrote it. I just assumed it was an old song turned into a modern.
That's genius.
This is hers.
Ooh.
But Mutt was telling me.
And obviously, Antonio Brown enjoys this song as well.
Yeah, why not?
Now, you think he got any sort of licensing when he did that? Or had that?
You just kind of.
Social media, just do it.
You wait
That's
for
just another lawsuit to throw on the pile.
Delete it.
Put it by the others over there.
It's fine.
We'll be rolling in the same kind of dough next week, so don't you worry.
Shime's working on one, because that's what we said. We're going to come up with a Dale and Keith Christmas song. They're very popular.
Are you
trying to get it? Yes, an original, because then you can just sit back and collect money like Mariah Carey. Now,
right,
you were telling me that
you
new
love
one.
It. Is he sneaky? Loves it. He's singing along over there.
I love a lot of them. I wasn't knocking it.
There's a lot of good ones.
These are all good.
But also, a classic is The Grinch.
I love The Grinch one.
What's The Grinch?
The Grinch song.
You're a mean one.
Oh, is that considered a song? Or Okay, I'm with you.
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
Frosty's good. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is good.
Maybe it's cold
different
outside.
Versions.
But that's the thing.
He's third rate.
You're
suspended.
Dump that, John, if you can.
You're suspended.
But all those songs, for the most part, are super old, and then they just get covered. Right. Like Michael Bublé will do a whole list of songs, like Jingle Bells. Like, that song was written 1,000 years ago.
Right.
But Mutt was telling me there's a brand new one that's supposed to just knock our socks off.
Original?
Dropped today.
Yes, and
I saw
original.
The people on social media that are much cooler than me saying it's the best Christmas song of all time.
All time.
All time.
Revisionist? Or that's recency
bias.
And
it's a new Christmas song. It's an original. It's not redone. Correct, Shime Time?
That is correct.
Okay.
It is an original. And
you want to say who it's by first?
Gotta take a
who's it by?
No. Don't say who it's by, because I feel like that could sway listeners.
Good.
One way or the other.
None of us have heard it. Let's react.
Let's just hear it. Good start.
Yeah.
My winter nights are taken up by static.
Stress.
And holiday shopping traffic.
That's true, especially around here.
Close my eyes and I'm somewhere else.
Daydreaming.
Just like magic.
Kids will like it so far.
Magic's good.
Oh, this has. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that bells?
In my heart is a Christmas tree.
Oh, I like this.
Christmas Tree Farm.
To dance under sparkles and lights, bundled up in their mittens.
Baby in the video? I'm moving, baby.
Oh, this is
so
bad.
I am bouncing right now.
Darn, she released this before I could.
I know, Sean. She beat you to it.
Mistakes forgiven. Now here's the hook.
What if you don't have anybody? What then?
I have a fireplace. I don't have one.
Yeah.
What a mistletoe.
Do you have just a natural hatred for this because she used to sing country music?
See, that's why I didn't want to say anything.
My heart's warm right now.
I don't. I hate, you guys like country music. I hate it with a passion. But no, she kind of floats back.
Yeah,
and
she's
forth.
Poppy. Oh, she's
this
pop
is,
now.
Of course, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's overrated already.
She's going to make
not
a ton
the best
of, money.
Of all
it's
time,
not the
but
best
it's a good song. Solid.
But if
like, I liked Katy Perry came out with one last year that I liked. It was fine. It wasn't anything special. But
she did?
An original song. It was good.
If that came on, if you're at home in the Amazon Echo, you say, Alexa, play Christmas music. That
you
comes on, you're not
it.
Changing
no,
it.
No, you're not using no, one no. of your skips on no. that.
Especially, I feel like it's a good break the ice of the traditionals. You'd have
yes.
like White Christmas, something plays, and then all of a sudden this, yeah. a little more pep
Grandma
to it.
Give me a little
Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
It has the Mariah feel because you want to bounce a little bit. It's upbeat and modern.
I was bouncing.
She's gonna make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Everything she does makes a boatload of money.
Billions.
There's like a billion Swifties out there that automatically have downloaded it.
Swifties. Anderson is one of them. Anderson is one.
I am absolutely a Swiftie.
Are you greenlighting this song? Are you going with it?
I love it. I love it. In the video.
I love it.
The video
I would
going,
take the rest of the day off. I love it.
I'm taking off. In the video for it, it's all baby footage of Taylor Swift when she's.
Twitter followers do you think Taylor Swift has?
18 million.
27 million.
85.3 million.
Is that like?
And she's one of those
one out of every seven people on the planet follows her.
She's one of those real pompous people too that doesn't follow anybody.
You know what? I'm not
following her.
Zero. I was going to follow her for this song. Nope, not doing
not
it.
Anymore.
Why would you follow her?
Like
oh,
be
the
part
things
of
that would come into your timeline.
87 million people can't be wrong.
87 million.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess like a thumbs up.
But is she verified?
Let's see. Is there a check mark
is there
here?
A blue check mark there?
Oh, no, it's her opening her first guitar
the
in the video.
Oh, yeah?
She's opening her first guitar in the video.
And
that,
she
that's
already
pretty...
knew how to play it. She just picked it up and started singing a song.
So I wonder if she plays this in concert now.
Is I would
she
think
on
around
tour,
the
like,
holidays.
Winter
well, she released it today, Andy, so she hasn't had a show yet.
I don't need that tone.
Yeah, he's really talking down.
Holy
yeah.
Moses.
So she'll be on, Swift, she'll be on a late-night TV show playing this song, what, tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. Or one of those specials or, you know.
And I don't hate it.
Pop
nope.
Christmas.
Say right now. I like it.
Oh, my God. I watched.
I like it,
making the rotation.
My wife made me watch the Kacey Musgraves Christmas.
I watched the entire thing on Friday night.
She's good.
I like her voice.
She's great, but the special didn't do anything for me. It was just kind of like.
I love
the special. Have?
You loved. Oh, my God.
Does she have her own?
I love Musgraves.
Okay. She was great.
Her voice is.
I love her.
All right.
Relax.
Hey, we
freak.
Got it.
Does Anderson
man.
Like Kacey Musgraves?
Put your
Musgraves?
Pants back on.
Good Lord.
If there's two things I've learned about John Anderson, yeah. it's he loves Ryan Tannehill and he loves Kacey Musgraves.
And he's aggressive about both things.
Yes, very much so.
It's he's like, going to tell you all about it.
Down. Awkwardly aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uncomfortable.
Jeez.
That's why Stalker you didn't go to your high school reunion because you would have said things right. like this in front of people.
No, I mean, no, she was good. There was a couple things. That the thing with Fred
her.
Armisen wasn't. I know, John. I
Shut
know
it.
That you do. It was. The very definition of fine or below average.
Do you watch all those? Like the lighting of the Rockefeller Center tree
no,
or whatever?
No.
Like there was a country one the other night. CMA Christmas the
did,
other
nope,
night.
Nope, that's a pass for me.
They did the one at Faneuil Hall great. And they like trotted out like two people that could have been like anybody. They're like, and here they are for their song. And you're like, I don't know.
the two
Shine!
Things.
Yeah, it could have been. I wish it was.
The two things I try to make sure I watch that are not movies are the Frosty the Snowman and then
Rudolph.
Rudolph. Eh, it's Rudolph's okay.
I got that puppy on the DVR.
Christmas, no. It's the
Home Alone.
It's that older Christmas movie.
He does this a lot. It's
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, also good.
Muppet Family Christmas.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that
Ooh, Muppet
one
Babies,
is the combined...
Muppet Babies no. Christmas.
Also. Muppet Christmas. The Muppet Family Christmas was a TV one like in 87, and the Fraggles are in it and the Sesame Street characters, and they blend
Crossover.
Them all together. Oh, it's a,
wow.
It was the first shared universe movie.
The
they
one
beat
with
the MCU
wow.
to it.
I don't know the name of it. It's the Burgermeister Burger.
Oh,
that
a year
one.
Without Santa.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yes,
yeah.
My wife
Ooh, so
loves
you're giving
that.
It away. We have a draft every Wednesday on the Mud at Night show, and we will be drafting Christmas specials / movies Wednesday night.
Oh, Wednesday night.
Can I jump in on that?
Feel free to call in.
Sure, we'll get some pizza.
Call
on
in. Or it could be a Dorkcast.
That could be, that'd be a good Dorkcast.
Be very good, and I'm passionate about that. See, you wouldn't mock me. I've seen all of those. I
no,
enjoy all of those. Heat Miser, that's a sneaky one that a lot of people don't know.
We're going to have
ben
to
Charlton,
postpone
never heard of it.
Really? Heartburn.
How about that?
The Taylor Swift really hijacked it, and John's... defense of Kacey
So when
Musker.
Did we give it out of oh God, five stars?
I would
four.
Give it like
solid
a
four.
Three and a half.
I'd say four, maybe four and a half. It's a good, because a lot of people struggle with modern Christmas music.
That's
they try
true.
Too hard. I think she did a good job.
All right, Michael Irvin from the NFL Network
we'll
will join us coming up next here on Dale and Keefe.
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
Good thing we got here in time.
On WEEI.
Back
Back here on Dale and Keith, Andy Hart is in. It's a Friday. Dale is off, so Mutt is in as well. And it's time now to talk with Michael Irvin, who is brought to you by your Anderson Windows dealers and Falmouth Lumber and by the VA New England Healthcare. Get the benefits you deserve at vacares.us and New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. I mean, I usually start Patriots-related, but I do got to ask you, what's going on with your Cowboys after last night?
Man, I couldn't tell you what's going on. You know, I think Zeke, he said it in the post. He said they can't put their fingers on what's going on. And I said it's because one finger couldn't cover what's going on. It take both hands because there's one problem after another. Like last night, the defense just truly collapsed against an offense that really wasn't doing much this year. And Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears offense, you know, and at times Dallas after the first drive, the last couple of weeks, it's just almost like after that first drive, the other team just kind of has the playbook. Nobody could make any plays. No plays were made until late in the game. And last night, that game, even though the score was a one-score game, that game was much more lopsided than that. Chicago just put it on Dallas last night. They did not look good at all.
With all due respect to your Cowboys, I'm going to bring this back to the Patriots because there has been a report, Michael, locally, that barring some drastic changes, Tom Brady is expected to play elsewhere in 2020. He will not be a New England Patriot. What is your reaction to that? Can you fathom that happening?
No, I really can't. I can't fathom it after Bob Kraft and everybody's done so much to maybe to keep things in alignment right where it is and to keep Tom Brady right where he is. So that'll be difficult to even think about, to even fathom. And honestly, I hope it's not so. I hope right now what we're hearing, and that's just some things we always will hear, is kind of like negotiating talk or power talking, but I hope it doesn't really come to that. That being said, I was thinking the same thing when I was hearing about Jerry and Jimmy Johnson back in the 90s, breaking up after we had won two Super Bowls. And I brushed that off as just talk and negotiation talk and power struggle talk. But it ended up that they did separate. So, you know, you can never be totally sure.
Well, it's interesting because when you played, Michael, I feel like guys, you know, including guys on your team, stayed with one team for a long time. And now the league feels like, I'm not putting Brady in this category yet, but it feels more like the NBA where players aren't happy where they are, it doesn't work out. It's more likely they'll go elsewhere. Do you feel like it's different now than it was when you played in terms of players moving from team to team?
Well, there's no doubt players feel like they have a little more freedom since we are in this new age of free agency. You know, we were just embarking upon figuring out what free agency was back in the day and certainly even in the 90s. But now they do have more freedom, and players, some of the players want to control more of their own destiny. When back in the day, you didn't have any of that kind of control, not even a thought of that kind of control. Teams would say that you're going to play here or you're not going to play at all. But now players, you know, they feel like they have a little more power, they're a little more emboldened with that, and they do want to kind of direct their own careers more so than before.
Now, a former Cowboy, Dez Bryant, has been tweeting about how, oh, he might have an announcement or he might have some news coming up in the coming weeks. I guess, first of all, do you think he has anything left in the tank? And do you think the Patriots would make any sense at all for Dez Bryant?
Yeah, I did think that Dez had something left in the tank. I'm just absolutely shocked that Dez haven't had an opportunity to get more for more teams after all of what we've heard, that there have been teams, even like the Patriots, that need wide receiver help, and not too many people have knocked on Dez's door. So that, I was absolutely shocked about that.
Do the Patriots have enough offense to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I honestly, from what I've seen the last couple of weeks, I just don't think so. You know, and I said it that way.
Oh, no. Michael, we don't have you if your phone's going out.
Quite frankly, if you don't think they can win, we're done with you.
His phone does sound good, too. It's not like it's a bad phone.
Fine.
He's got
no,
good
it
phone.
Sounds fine. Here, Shime or John, check in with Michael again. But he was just about to say why the Patriots can't win the Super
Bowl. Just
gonna,
is a whole 12 o'clock hour.
Wow. The power of the Patriots, they just got rid of him.
They say, we can't listen to this. We can't have
it. There was just a red dot on his chest.
Name.
He looked down, and he was out.
Maybe he's hitting mute on his phone by accident.
Perhaps that could happen. Because it definitely wasn't in and out. Because the Dez Bryant thing is interesting too. Just
it's got something left in the tank.
Does
baby. Yes.
Mutt's still alive.
Yes.
Still got a chance with Dez Bryant.
There's a shock. But he thinks a cowboy can still play.
Yeah. Well, hey, he was almost on the Saints last year. Didn't he get hurt with the Saints?
Yes, wasn't he got hurt like with the Saints.
Into the training camp.
No, it was during the year. I think
it was during the year. I think they brought
Friday.
Him in.
I want to say it was like a Friday.
Oh, he never played a game,
but he didn't play though. Okay,
no, he never
so that's why I thought
no,
training
he
camp.
Signed, so and then I want to say
camp,
a Friday.
He signed,
I
never got to a game. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that was. And again, but who's out there? Like that's
AB?
Right. Well, I understand Antonio Brown isn't. I think.
Oh,
I think he would be an upgrade.
There. But no, oh, he's out there. All right.
Now, I guess the hope would be: is Mohamed Sanu? How much of his injury is why? Like last game, he barely played. So is he going to be able to turn things around and be a factor for the offense? Do you have high hopes of Mohamed Sanu?
Do I think he could be better than what he's been? Maybe a little bit. Do I think he's a guy that can inject enough so that you go from Michael Irvin not believing you have enough offense to win a Super Bowl to believing in the offense? I do not.
Can Mohamed Sanu be 2016 Danny Amendola?
I haven't seen.
Yes. Yes. He did. Okay. He has the skill because Amendola was never the most skilled player. He made some clutch catches and got a benefit of the doubt because of the playoffs.
That's
but
the thing.
Sanu could be that talented. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's try Michael again. Michael, we lost you just as you were beginning to tell us why you don't think the offense is good enough.
Well, what I'm saying is what we've seen different this year is that we've seen the Patriots have a little issue here, maybe an issue there, but they've always found an answer. Maybe they've had a down performance 1 week, but never a consecutive like this, never the consistency like this, and you never see. And I think the frustration is at an all-time high for that offense. Now, you say that I don't think they have enough as constructed, but what was always great is they found a way to make another part of that team the focal point, and it just seems like the last couple of weeks, they haven't been able to make that adjustment. They haven't been able to go in the drawer and find that answer, come out and fix the problem and get back moving again. So I'm starting to ponder and wonder myself on just how efficient this offense can get.
So, Michael, when Brady's throwing his helmet around and yelling at receivers on Sunday night in that loss to the Texans, the reaction around here was, well, it's not good for the young receivers, not good for the development. What did you think of Brady and his actions and his attitude in that game on Sunday night?
Well, what do you mean it's not good for them? It depends. Now, first of all, there's a couple things. There's a couple things in that statement. And I think to really understand if it's good for any individual, you would have to have more time with each individual to find out how they tick. You know, some guys, no matter what, man, you just got to kick them right in the new, you know what, right in front of everybody. Don't matter what, just see it like you have to see it to make them go. And then some guys, you can try kicking them and not getting really much of a response. Then you got to figure out a way how to huddle up, cuddle up, snuggle up, and kind of put your arm around them and try to get something out of them that way. You know, it depends on the person. And I'm sure Bray Tom knows those guys well enough to know who needs what and which needs what, and he's trying to deliver and administer that to get the best out of those guys. I'm pretty sure he's doing that. I don't think that he'll get too crazy. I always say this now. If I see somebody going off on somebody in the first quarter, yelling, then I come back the second quarter and I still see it, then we go into halftime and we come out and it's the same technique. That means whatever you're doing is not effective. I would like to see you try something else as opposed to just continuing to yell and kind of point out to the world that they are messing up.
Michael, Patriots haven't lost at home this year. They didn't lose at home last year, but they got the Chiefs coming to town on Sunday. Do you think that streak comes to an end?
That's a good one, man. And I've been leaning towards picking the Chiefs and only for this reason, because if you have, and I did take the Texans, if you have an ability to to hurt a defense more than one way. Because I know Belichick, he's so great at designing something to take away your main weapon. So if you have an ability to hurt a defense more than one way, you have another off receiver like Houston had. You know, Kyle Fuller catches the touchdown. Oh, well, he didn't catch that touchdown. Okay, well, Kenny Stills catches the next ball, and he catches it for a touchdown. They had other ways to hurt a defense and to hurt the Patriots, and that showed up even when you tried to take away DeAndre Hopkins. And Kansas City has other ways outside of Tyreek Hill, because I know that's the main object, the main focus that they'll take away, but they do have other players like Sammy Watkins. It's just a matter of can those guys step up and have that big game to do it on that stage against that great team.
Michael, just to circle back around, because I don't think Brady's future is getting enough attention around here. If, let's just say, if he becomes a free agent, and oh, I don't know, it's very convenient, Dak Prescott is set to become a free agent, would your Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones be interested in bringing Tom Brady to Dallas?
Boy, that's a hell of a question. Now, let me tell you why I say that. Because when you bring Tom, you have to be prepared to bring all that Tom is. Even when the Broncos brought in Peyton Manning, the stir in the fight was, at first, you brought in Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning wants to be Peyton Manning within the offense that he's had success for all of these years. And I think it's similar with Tom. If you bring in Tom, you better bring somebody in that's running his offense so you can get the best Tom. I don't want to get a Tom Brady with an offense that he hasn't been successful in for the last 20 years. I want to get Tom Brady and the best Tom Brady, so I got to bring that offense in with him. And if you're willing to do that, then you go get Tom Brady if you can get Tom Brady.
So you're saying Josh McDaniels would make sense as the next head coach of the Cowboys to coach Tom Brady?
Boy, that's quite a way to put that. That's some extrapolating right there. That's taking it right there. No, cause I definitely did not say that. But I just see how you can put that 2 + 2 together come on up with that 4 right there. That was pretty interesting. But now think about that. And I think that's absolutely the area that I go in when I hear these rumblings about Tom not being in New England next year. I said, oh, okay, if Tom's not there, does that mean now it's coming with him so they can implement that offense somewhere else? You know, but wherever he goes and gets the job, the cover is going to be pretty bare. You know, I would imagine the cover would be pretty bare, and I don't know if Tom would want to go in a situation like that at this late stage.
2 + 2 is always 4.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. And, Michael, last thing, the NFL is coming up with their all-time team to celebrate 100 years. Haven't seen the finalists yet for wide receivers. Like, we all assume that you're going to be on there. I am curious, though, for you, who would the top 4 wide receivers be all-time? Who would make your list?
Man, that's a great question, too. And I don't know. I don't even know how many of these guys you have. How many guys, you know, they did wide receivers. I mean, DBs and safeties and I think they're picking 10 or 12, and I'm like, I don't know, how do you narrow this gate? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you narrow the gate? There's certain people that you can't even consider it a list without. And, you know, Deion Sanders being one. I think Dell Green being another, Rod Woodson. I can name so many of those guys right off the tip of my tongue from that perspective. But of course, if you go to wide receivers, you got to put Don Hutson in there. Guys like Jerry Rice will be in there. I tell you, I think a guy who I just thought was incredible and is incredible is Andre Reed. I think he's one of those guys that would be there. And I think a Randy Moss, you know, that'll be about 4 guys right there. They'll put a Randy Moss in there. You know, but all of that said, I don't know how many guys from, you know, the earlier days get in, but there's certainly some that will get in, like the Don Hutson.
All right, he's Michael Irvin. He's an NFL Hall of Famer, and he's on the NFL Network. Thanks so much for the time today, Michael. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right, Thanks, good Michael. Stuff there from Michael Irvin. Yeah, they've done the finalists for a lot of the positions, but receiver not yet one of them. But so he's got Jerry Rice, Don Hutson, Randy Moss, and Andre Reed.
That was an interesting addition.
Andre Reed was good,
I don't know if he'd be on my list.
Was he? When
I'm
you
not
thought
sure
of
Michael
those,
Irvin's on my
when
list.
You guys
either.
Saw those Bills teams.
Top four? Probably not.
No. Top
all time? Top 20?
I don't know.
Really? I bet he is.
No, it's not 20. They're not going 20 deep at receiver, are they?
There's 100 players, so there should be more wide receivers.
They're going to do
probably 10.
But they're going to do a ton of finalists. They're going to do a ton of finalists because I think they're picking like 7 corners. So it's not like a traditional team where you have like, here's your all-pro first team, and it's only 4
receivers.
Well,
there should be more receivers. There's too many quarterbacks. There's like, it's weird. There's like 14 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And out of 100, and you're like, wow, that already narrows down the numbers for everything else.
I think Jerry Rice is the only receiver that would be on every single person's list.
Yes.
I
He's generally considered
one of
maybe
the football
great football player. Like, it was always
Before
the
Brady,
easy discussion.
The yeah.
It was always Jerry Rice is by far the best receiver and maybe the best player. Like, LT was always the best linebacker.
It's your defensive player.
So I think you start with Rice and you go from there. But I don't know, like, Raymond Berry was a great receiver. Like, some of these older guys.
Well, even Andre Reed. I mean, we grew up watching Andre Reed. And I remember being much
be
more fearful
list.
Of Thurman Thomas than I was.
Yeah.
What was Andre Reed going to do?
I think of Andre Reed as the start of the modern, like, stat accumulators, like the passing game took off, the K-gun offense,
Art Monk was
his
that.
Numbers blew up.
Art Monk had a lot of catches.
It was a stat accumulator.
See, I thought, like, growing up, I thought Chris Carter was better than Andre Reed was. Like, he may
All
not
he did
have
was
been.
Catch touchdowns.
I know, and a million yards.
He was cut, though.
In
that,
era,
was
that early 90s era, was Irvin.
Yeah.
Irvin, Andre he might not Reed, be in your list, but Rice. Michael Irvin was the top of that list in the early 90s.
Oh, no. He was
so
among
many
the best.
Plays
but
for the
we're
Cowboys.
Narrowing it down to the greatest ever from there's going to be 3 guys I've never heard of, or 2 guys.
And Belichick.
Some guy that didn't wear a helmet.
Not wearing a helmet in the 30s.
And he'll be showing the guy no helmet. And, like, oh, he also played corner. He played both ways.
And Glenn
you know?
Will say that. He didn't wear a helmet.
Yeah. Right.
Bill, he went.
So
there's going to be this guy, Carol Dale's going to be on the list. He
Who's
played
that?
In the 60s and the.
He's got two women's names.
Wait a minute.
Poor Dan.
I would go, but in all seriousness, I would go Rice, Moss, T.O., and then look for a fourth. I don't know
Rice,
who the fourth would be.
See, to me, Rice and Moss are on it. They're two modern candidates.
T.O., man. Got to
I
T.
like
T.O.
Yeah. I would put T.O. on over Irvin.
So would I. And that's
so
not going to knock
I bet
on.
You Irvin doesn't make it.
Really?
I don't think Irvin's going to be on the list.
He may not. His stats
Which is
aren't
why I thought
crazy.
It was a little leading when you said, Michael, we all expect you to be on it. Like, holy suck up.
Yeah, one, suck up. Two, I think he will be on it because it's a group of finalists first.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be on the all-time 100 team. I think he's going to be on the finalists is what I'm saying.
Oh,
because they
I
haven't announced
meant,
that yet. No.
I thought you meant he was going to be on the top 100.
No, I don't think so. Because
he'll
be a finalist for sure.
So, like, the running backs, they did, like, how many? They did, like, 25, and then they whittled it down to 12.
Right.
So, like, I think he'll be in the final 25.
And
maybe,
they were
maybe
all
he's
old.
Not.
And it was the most modern.
It was a lot of old guys.
And
was like,
LT was not happy.
LT should have been on there.
Well, he said that. He kind of argued for himself without arguing for himself by just saying, there's nobody newer than Emmett on the list. And you're thinking, well, if there was a candidate, you know, it'd be you. You're the 2000s running back.
Adrian Peterson.
Could be.
Marshall Faulk.
Anybody bristle a
no,
little
Faulk,
bit?
Faulk didn't make it, right?
No, he didn't.
That's
he
what we're talking
We're
about.
Saying he should have.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah.
We're doing a show
he's
here.
Doing something else.
You know, I got
I'm
myself.
Taylor Swift.
I got myself caught in the world of 1990s wide receivers.
Oh,
and I'm
I love it.
Down.
Herman Moore. He's Let's all, play the game. Brett Perriman.
On,
what do you got?
On the list.
Okay.
I just got
Perriman?
Stuck in it.
Yeah. Brett Perriman was good.
I like this better.
You don't like 90 receiver talk? You're out of your mind.
I could do it all
I
day.
Love yeah, Casey Musgraves.
Tim Brown, we didn't talk about. Sterling Sharp was dominant.
Oh, Sterling Sharp had some really good years.
Isaac Bruce, we didn't mention.
Isaac Bruce
He's
and
late
Torrey 90s. Holt are like finalists every year.
Rod Smith in Denver with that big helmet of his.
Yep, he and Easy Ed McCaffrey.
Andre Badmoves, Badmoon Rising.
Oh, I love Rising.
Also good. Antonio Freeman, put the team on his back. Yeah, these are
doing
tremendous players.
Those are good players. What are you talking about?
Good players, not great players.
Keenan McCardle?
You didn't listen to great
Jimmy Smith?
Yes!
Jimmy Brunel Smith is a killer. Jimmy Smith killed the
Keyshawn Johnson, Mark
All right.
Duper.
All right, we'll turn our
now
attention
I see
back
why
to
Dale
Tom
gets
Brady.
Annoyed with you.
All right, Tom Brady, as well as Patriots Chiefs. By the way, there's a huge game coming up on
Big
Sunday.
Big game.
We'll
and
get to
Tom
that.
Brady. It could be.
Can we
also fourth last?
One of the things we crowbar in the next 2 hours.
Yes,
there's a so Tom Curran has a podcast. And we're texting about it today.
We all have podcasts,
Andy,
by the way.
Andy Hart and I both.
We do all have podcasts.
We do all have podcasts.
We do. Yeah. I kind of have a podcast.
Yeah, you're in there.
I'm featured with those two.
You do.
Yeah. So without any prompting, he and I both texted the show tweet or text on different communications.
Yes.
To say one specific spot of the current podcast, which we have to play at some point.
Now, we
it's going to piss some people off.
We can even do it next.
There are going to be some angry Patriot fans.
I don't think
fans.
You think we were talking about
it doesn't
thing.
Matter. We'll play something from that. From Tommy Curran, we'll get back to the Patriots here coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.